What I did is I had it flown in the morning. I took it in the morning to all the people that maybe would have trouble getting to it. So I took it to the hospital first, an old folks center, and I took it to a special needs center. And then I took it to only one private person the whole time, and he was the captain of the junior team when I sort of first moved to Dauphin with my parents. And I took it to him. He's been hit with MS. And so I took it to him and just told him he was my favorite player. That's why I sort of liked hockey, and he was my favorite player. He was on the team with Butch Goring and Ron Lowe, and those guys were on the team at the time. And then we had a parade. Took it to the community center, and they had the town's about 8,000 people, and about 40, they told me about 4,500 showed up, and we raised $159,000. I had it for about 5.5 hours, signing autographs, taking pictures, all that for a small charge, if you will, a donation. And then we had a more of a sponsors event in the at night from 5:30 to 7. And then I had about 160 friends and family dinner. And we had some Ukrainian dancers who came in and performed. I had Cossacks during the parade protect the cup. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival is there. So I thought that was really important. We had a number of youth hockey people and kids leading the parade, and it was a fun time. And then I took it home about 10:30 to midnight, and then curfew on the cup is midnight, so you have to go home.
What's your reaction to, you know, they're engraving the cup now, but they said there's a lot of damage they have to fix.
Well, I didn't damage it. I know that. I have a lot of respect for the cup, so there's no keg stands or anything like that. With the cup, it was respectful, but good. The people that were close to me, I allowed them to drink from the cup. They were, all of my friends and family did. I made it didn't matter. We had grape juice for the kids, and then we worked our way up to the to the good stuff at the end. So, but I thought that that's something that not very few people get to do. And the coolest thing about the whole thing is you get to share it. We're going to do some good, some real positive stuff with the money that we raised. But to me, the coolest was sharing it. But the absolute coolest is when at night, at 10:30 at night, and you're sitting, and it's sort of like the fire pit. You're staring at it. You get to look at it closely. Take some final pictures, maybe with your very close family, and realize that, you know, the cup is so public all the time that when you just are alone with it, that's the coolest thing about it. So it was a great experience, not only for my community, but for my family and all that. And I know up here the our team took a lot of, I don't know, good, bad, or indifferent of the celebration. But I will tell you this, truly, it was the right thing to do in Washington. They suffered for a long time. We had a lot of bad karma, if you will. And the players took it to the fans. They took it to the streets. There was no, you never heard about any rioting or anything. Everybody was very respectful. They did some crazy things, but they were always surrounded by security and police officers. So it was harmless fun. And they took it to the fans. They took it to the city of Washington, and I shared it with them because they wanted that. And I was glad that the players did it. They didn't hold it back and keep it from the public. Those fans in Washington have been there for so long and supporting the team and the players and all that, that they needed to be a part of it. And I was really glad that the players did a lot of that. And they had some fun, and I know people, you know, made fun of the some of the insanity in that, but at the same time, it was all clean fun. No one got hurt. They were always protected with security and all that. And there was some stuff where you had. I know they were in the fountain in Georgetown, and a lot of people didn't see. But after a while, people from the restaurants started coming into the fountain. and enjoying the moment. I mean, people who were out there for a nice dinner said, this is fun. I want to be a part of it. And they started jumping in the fountain and stuff like that. So you want to bring joy to a community. It did, and I'm really proud of the players and the organization for letting the fans be a part of that. I mean, when we had the parade, and then everybody was in the mall. The mall is for a lot of people, is not the mall where you buy clothes. It's the famous mall where I had a dream speech, type of thing. And we're on a stage, and we're up probably 15 feet up in the air, maybe 20 feet in the air, and I can't see the end of the people. And I know there was a million people there at least, and all wearing red, and it was exceptional. So I'm really proud of the guys, and I know we're probably going to be the standard for the cup celebration for a while, but I'm proud of the guys for sharing it with the fans who deserved it.